KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The South African Depression and Anxiety Group has advised parents and caregivers to be supportive as possible as the 2024 matriculants await their results. SADC's Cassie Chambers says this is usually a difficult time for the pupils as the results will impact their future. She says they often feel alone and have difficulty navigating their feelings.
What if they don't do well? What if they don't get the marks that they need? What if they failed? There's a lot of what if right now, and that can cause a lot of stress, anxiety. They might be feeling overwhelmed by what all of those different meanings could be. If they fail, what's going to happen? If they disappoint their parents, what's going to happen? There's so much pressure and conversation around it, which can sometimes make this pressure and the stress somewhat worse.
Chambers says getting support before and after the release of the results could also be helpful.
Starting now, before the results come out, check in with your child. How are you feeling? What are you most stressed about? What are you worried about? And talking through different scenarios, you know, problem solving. So if this doesn't happen, we could do X, Y, and Z. If that doesn't happen, we can do this and this. Gearing up with having those resources ready and handy can be really helpful when you're navigating a lot of those different feelings and different issues that might be happening.
The matric results will be released on Tuesday. The family of the miracle baby that survived the horrific Van Rynen Pass accident has been found in Tembisa, Gauteng. 17 people died in the crash involving a truck and a minibus taxi on Monday night. Spokesperson Dabezinhle Sibiya says the baby was traveling with her grandparents, who died together with four other relatives.
The name of the miracle baby is Luyanda Skubutu, 1 year old and 8 months. She's currently in hospital, and her mother is a 19-year-old Nqobile Skubutu, who's currently waiting for her matric results. The surviving members of the family are Sanel Siwe, 26, and Sbuselapi, 23. The MEC would like to assure the family that they will do everything in our power to ease the pain they are feeling and the burden on the shoulders.
President Cyril Ramaphosa remains undecided about attending Mozambique's president-elect Daniel Chapo's inauguration next Wednesday. Post-election unrest have raised security concerns. An advance team from the Presidential Protection Services are looking into the safety prospects in Mozambique. Speaking at a presidential golf day in Cape Town, Ramaphosa called for peace dialogue between Chapo and opposition leader Mondlane.
Always attend each other's inauguration. As the day advances, we'll look at our program. We're watching very closely what is happening in Mozambique. As SADC members, we are prepared and able to give them as much support to be able to navigate their way out of the challenges that they face.
Your top story this hour, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group has advised parents and caregivers to be as supportive as possible as matriculants await their results. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunawuhle Malinga.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Betway SA20 gets underway tonight as the Sunrisers take on my Cape Town. Graham Potter has taken over as the new West Ham manager, and Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz on course to face each other in the last 8 at the Australian Open.